Feel good. Feel good.
How are you adapting to the speed of the game so far and the routine of the NFL game so far? How are you dealing with it and adapting to it?
I think I'm doing well with it. It's just a matter of, you know, getting the reps and just getting you know, experience and stuff. So talking to the vets and watching film with them. We watched a lot of film of the last game, of course. Just watched it really closely, and we're definitely going to fix a lot of things for sure.
Has Jonathan Hankins been that mentor for you, of course, being from Ohio State?
Yeah, he's kind of like a big brother. You know, he's a guy who likes to keep things light a little bit, so he's going to joke around with me and, you know, just keep me humble, kind of just always remind me where I came from.
And what have they told you about your knee, and I guess how long it's going to
That is fine. It's going to be fine, and just a matter of just taking it day by day.
When you left the stadium on Friday night, did you know you were going for tests yesterday? Was that just part of the protocol, you think?
This is part of the process you go through.
Did you, was it concerning at all? Yeah, have to sit there and go through all those tests? And
I didn't think it was, no.
Was it because of swelling in
your head? Nah, I think I'm fine. It's just... It was just uncomfortable feeling. You just want to make sure you do what you have to do to get back to 100%.
You think you'll be back on the field and practicing at some point this week?
We'll see. We'll start taking day by day right now.
What have you learned from the vet, like, so far about how to practice, how to prepare, things like that?
He's just really helping me with my note-taking. He's very good with that, and he just helped me with, like, little things, the details of the game so far. So I'm just trying to lean on him as much as possible.
It's the first time for you to have to watch them out there. You've been in there really full go from the start, going all the way back to spring. Was it weird to stand back and watch the first team go today?
It was a little strange, just knowing because you've been out there a lot, and you want to be out there, of course, and it's a lot different just having to watch. It's not a feeling or not something you want to be doing too many times.
How do you go about keeping your progress going forward with managing the injury?
Just staying with the trainers, trying to just be patient with them and do everything they're telling you to do. And just when it's time, just to, you know, ease your way back into it, but at the same time, just try to make sure you're ready.
I guess I meant just in terms of learning and
you know. Well, you got to take mental reps and still got to watch from the sideline, be close to the coaches, call out some of the plays and do stuff like that.
You were doing that today?
Yeah.
Eli, do you feel any pressure at all? It's different from one sports talk. Do you feel any pressure at all?
No pressure at all.
You know, after the game, Sterling had, you know, said, like, you and you guys both getting dinged up, that people shouldn't freak out. Was it weird to have a time where people, fans, are more concerned about how you're feeling than you are, to say?
I guess, I mean, I don't try to focus on stuff like that. It's just, you know, I know how I feel. I know I'll be able to get back out there soon, so I'm not really worried about it.
But is that part of you kind of anxious to get out there, like, tomorrow? You know, I mean, being a competitor role?
Right, of course.
Obviously, you're concerned physically, but also the idea of getting out there. You've been honing your technique from the beginning of the spring, too. Is that also one of those things where you want to be 100%, obviously, but also you don't want to start developing any type of bad habits if you're out there not?
Yeah, that's why I'm watching very closely to just everything and trying to make sure I'm not losing any reps, you know, so I'm just making sure I'm just keeping an eye on everything.
After watching the film, what did you think about how you played on Friday night?
It was up and down. There's a lot of areas I can fix some things and just making sure I notice some things a little faster and instead of just, you know, reacting pretty late, you know. So it's it comes down to just, you know, learning from it, watching film and making the necessary adjustments and stuff.
Thank you.